Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me Wednesday afternoon. Today I have Wall head coach Colleen Wisher. Colleen, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Nick, and for promoting the girls' basketball throughout Shore Conference. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, you know, we're going to talk about your team this year in a little while, but, you know, I got to see your team quite a bit over the fall. You know, some nice young pieces you're adding. How's it been so far? You know, I know Wall as a whole, you know, kind of shut down, but how is your team handling it? And how do you feel the team's going to come out this year?
You know, we got, for those of you who don't know, we had 2 days in, the 11th and the 12th, and then the 12th as practice was ending, we got word from our superintendent that school shut down for 2 weeks and our sports. So we're right with the kids. We let them know right away, you know, they were crushed, and we just said of any time to happen, like, this is the time to happen now. You know, a lot of teams are going to experience this throughout the year. You guys are doing all the right things. Just remain safe, and, you know, you're going to be challenged to get yourselves in shape. We do hold virtual practices. Unfortunately, the state wouldn't budge on those counting towards our six practices to be able to start our season on time. So we are not going to have a scrimmage anymore. We'll have an inter-squad scrimmage with officials coming in to get a chance to see ourselves against each other and to see the new types of rules that the officials are going to be calling and implementing this year. And then instead of opening up with Ocean, we're going to be opening up with Neptune. So the kids are, you know, disappointed, but they're taking on the challenge really well, and they're excited. You know, it's already been a week. We'll be able to get back on the court together next week if all goes well.
Excellent. Yeah, like I said, you know, if it's going to happen before the season starts, so you don't really miss, you know, because in the middle of the season, sort during soccer, you know, it could really ruin the momentum and, you know, the morale of the team, you know, especially basketball is so condensed this season. You know, you if you get a positive case or something happens in the school, not even with the team, you know, you're missing a good chunk of your season if it happened then. I want to go back, you know, I want to talk last season. What was the message and the you know, the goals you set before the season started last year?
Last year, you know, our season is always to qualify for the Shore Conference tournament, for the state tournament, and to do the best we can in our division. We do really want to start looking at winning our division. Last year, we were in an extremely tough division, and I thought our seniors did a good job at showing our younger kids. We had Megan White, Nikki Russo, Abigail Nonnenberg, and Jordan Kecky joined us back after her soccer season as well. She took a, you know, some time off for soccer and then came back to basketball. But those four girls really did a great job at showing our younger kids how to work hard, how to believe in the program, and to just come out and compete. And, you know, we had a rough year. We were 8-19, but we did get a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. And I thought we really responded well this summer in our outdoor league. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to coach the kids, but they did a great job responding. And, you know, they're tired of losing and they wanted to put the work in. We had about 10 to 11 kids come out for the summer and the fall. And those first 2 days of tryouts, you could tell the chemistry was great. The kids really knew where each other were on the court because they put the time in the off season. So we're really excited for this year.
Yeah, you know, looking at the stats, you're losing a lot of, you know, your seniors carry the offensive load, it looks like, just looking at the stats last season. But you do have, you know, a young, talented young bunch coming in. I like to ask, you know, the coaches this, you know, I've been around forever. Wall is traditionally a soccer town, you know, when it comes to girls and softball. You know, they're a very successful softball program and field hockey. How do you think having a strong relationship with the Wall Rec or the middle schools help, you know, keep the girls local, you know, because you got Manasquan right around the corner, you got St. Rose right around the corner, you know, the basketball players traditionally, you know, go to those schools from, you know, the Wall area. Do you think developing a good program with the middle school, getting to know these kids younger will help, you know, turn Wall more into a basketball town and not so much a soccer town.
Yes, for sure. So this is my 11th year coaching. And since I've been here, I've been involved in the itty bitty in the beginning before the rec program took it over. And I still have a really good relationship with our rec leader, Mike Thompson. He does a great job. He's a basketball guy. He just got promoted last year, and he's been really promoting basketball throughout our town, and having that fall league at our courts has helped tremendously, not only for our community, but for all the local schools. So Mike's really been helping us out. And some of these younger kids, I remember them from when they came to my itty bitty, which is pretty wild. And the incoming freshman class, I've worked with their travel team as well when they were in third grade, just going over some shooting clinics, and some of the kids that are presently on the team. So we're trying to get involved as much as we can. This is a difficult year. Yeah. Obviously, with COVID, we can't be involved, but we're looking forward to getting our camps back again and getting our kids involved in helping give back to our community to try and get it more of a basketball town.
Yeah. We'll go through, you know, your roster. My phone's going off. I got distracted. Your returning players. We'll start with your returning seniors. You said two aren't coming back. One of them was pretty, you know, significant looking at her stats. First, I'll bring up, Alexis Nuremberg. You know, she's a senior. Is she a soccer player too?
She did used to play soccer. Okay. She ran cross country for our school.
Okay.
And did track. Mm-hmm. She's a great athlete overall.
She's your returning leading scorer this season. What do you expect out of, you know, her this season? And as a senior, what do you expect her to pass down to the, you know, underclassmen and the freshmen coming in?
With Alexis, I thought she had a tremendous summer this year leading. We didn't name captains prior to the season, but our two seniors acted as captains all year and really did earn that title. So Alexis and Izzy are both our captains. Alexis did not play for us freshman year. She was at Trinity, and then she came her sophomore year and had to sit out the 30 days first. So it was rough that sophomore season, you know, practicing all the time and not being able to play in games quite yet. So I think she really came out of her shell last year. And I think this year as a senior, she's going to do a great job leading the team. And I also think, you know, like with a shortened season, she's going to play every game like it's her last. She would have regardless because she has that type of mentality, but I think it'll just be at another level for her. And I think the other kids will feed off of that energy.
Before we talk about Izzy, when you leave a private school to go play for your hometown, there should be no sit out period.
I know.
I said that last season when Mary Donnelly, you know, left St. Rose. You know, she went to play. I know, you know, Madison Square's powerhouse. So, but you know, she went to go play in her hometown, and you know, especially, you know, you're leaving Trinity to come to Wall. I think if you leave a private school to play in your hometown, there should be no penalty. You should just be able to go right in. So, but that's just my opinion.
Maybe we could get that rule changed sometime.
So talk about Izzy. What do you expect out of, you know, her being your other senior captain this season?
Izzy just like is a great leader. She's involved in our school program, NHS. She's the president. She's the president of her class. Like, she's just very involved. She's our board of ed representative. She just really enjoys leading. And just like Alexis, they both have a great work ethic where they put in the time. And the younger kids are especially seeing that right now as we're shut down. They can't be with us on the court. So we have virtual practices, and we end every virtual practice with captain's time, where the coaches all log off of the Google Meet. And Alexis and Izzy run the show, because I've been talking with them, and you know, it's only so much we can do through a computer screen as coaches. And I feel like the chemistry really needs to be there. And I feel like the younger kids in our program, we have 5 freshmen and 4 sophomores and 2 juniors that were not on the varsity program last year. So for them to be able to meet alone with our other returners and our 2 captains leading the show, I just feel like they're doing a great job and making the other kids feel welcome, feel comfortable. They're able to go over the plays that we've posted and things like that. And we're hoping they develop a chemistry off the court, because we've already been beginning to see it on the court, even for those 2 short days.
That's where the fall league probably came in, you know, helped a little bit trying to develop that chemistry with, you know, so many new faces, you know, to the program. The next player, she was sophomore last year, you know, looked like she contributed quite a bit, Paris Thorpe. What do you expect her, you know, going from her sophomore to her junior year, you know, what you expect out of her?
We're really excited to see how Paris's game has improved. Like I said, it was only 2 short days, but Paris is a soccer player as well. So we don't get to see her much in the summer or the fall. So we're excited to see how her game has improved. She did suffer an injury last year with her knee, which really, you know, hurt some of her playing time. So we're hoping for a healthy year for her, and we're really excited to see what she's going to bring.
Who are some, not the incoming freshmen, who are some of the new girls that you just brought up that are new to the program, and what do you expect out of them, or, you know, who do you think are going to be key contributors?
Yes, so Camilla Batronis and Maxine Erlanger haven't played since they've been in high school. It's Camilla's a junior and Maxine is a sophomore. So we're excited to see what they're going to bring. We didn't get to see them quite yet at tryouts because they both decided late that they wanted to join the team. So we're excited for the unknown and what they could bring for us. And then we have junior Inga Yesian returning as well from JV, and our freshmen who played JV last year, Gabby Rodriguez, Allie Cartanella, and Caitlin Farrell. So they all did a great job last year at the JV level, and we're just really ready for everyone to compete. We're still going to be holding tryouts when people are starting their first game, which is pretty crazy to think. But, you know, we're excited for it, and we're hoping the kids are continuing to work on their own so we can get back on the court together.
You had 2 freshmen that saw some time last season, it looks like. Marilla, is that how you pronounce it?
Marielle Barcelona.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Annie Raquel?
Anna Richel.
Mm-hmm. Anna Richel? Okay. Yeah. I think I'm pronouncing those names. Do you think they'll have bigger roles this season?
Yeah, for sure. They both suffered injuries. Marielle came off the soccer field and had an injury to start the season. And then Anna, when we were at St. John Vianney, dislocated her kneecap and was out for the remainder of the season. So they both had tough terms in times with injury, but they did a great job this summer, and they both have improved their game tremendously. They understand the offense, they know how everything flows, and we're excited and looking forward to hopefully 2 healthy seasons for them as well.
What I find funny, you know, you bring up a lot of, you know, soccer players and all the public schools, that you know, you're always pulling from, you know, different sports, you know, to fill right. And I'm not just saying for basketball, you know, it's for other sports too. You know, you'd be playing softball or lacrosse, and you're pulling off the basketball team, or, you know, just to fill rosters. And it's so different than, you know, majority of the private schools, you're going there to play that particular sport, and you're not really playing anything else. Which, you know, it's always been the case. And, you know, to me, multi-sport athletes are the best.
Yeah, we just love when our kids come in and compete. And our last returner is a lacrosse player as well, our junior, Lauren Lacey. She's okay. Started since her freshman year, and she'll be back again. And she's done a great job responding this summer to role changes. In the past, she started as point guard for us, but we're switching her to more of like a guard post swing, because she really does a great job using her body to post up against smaller guards, and she can, you know, handle the ball. Obviously, she ran point for us and her outside shot. So she's a player that can play anywhere on the court, so we're looking forward to moving her around with different rotations this year.
And looking at her stats, I mean, she had 99 rebounds, you know, behind the two seniors that graduated. You know, she led your team, which is pretty good, you know, especially if you had her playing point guard last season. 99 rebounds is very impressive. I want to talk about the freshman. You know, you have a good freshman class. You know, we've talked about your point guard that came in, who, you know, I'm very high on just from when I saw, you know, in the summer and the fall leagues. You can start with her and then go through, you know, the rest of the class.
Sure. So we have five incoming freshmen, and Shane Eldridge is the one you're talking about, the point guard. They've all been playing together since, I would think, at least third grade, when I remember going to one of their practices as the high school coach, just to check them out, give a little feedback about some drills and stuff. So they're the core that have been staying together. And, you know, we've always talked about building a program, you really need to try and get a group to stay together. Uh-huh. You know, because there's different times where each grade hits a level and they can really work well together. But if you could get a core class in and develop that mentality, you know, since they've been playing together for so long, we're really excited for the future of our program, because the six returners we have now, they get it, they understand it. We have two kids per grade, and they're, you know, the best two kids in their grade. So they've been sticking through it, and we're hoping that we can keep this core of freshmen together till it really build a program and a future for Wall basketball.
Yeah, and she's like I don't remember the other kid. I don't know, just because she stuck out, you know, when I saw her, you know, and you know, looks like, you know, she definitely handled the ball, you know, and do everything, and, you know, distribute and get the ball to the other teammates. Did her eighth grade team had a lot of success, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah, they were very successful as sixth, seventh, and eighth graders at our middle school level. And Shane plays AAU for the Shore Shots. And Emily, our other freshman, she also plays for the Shore Shots with Shane. And you can see they have a sense of where each other are on the court. Emily has extremely deep range, and she's very good at, as a freshman, using her body inside to finish at the basket against, you know, taller players.
That's key as a freshman, not being, you know, not being afraid to going up there, you know, or even taking the big shot from outside. So who are you said you had five freshmen?
Taylor Suckey's the other freshman. We didn't really get to see much of her because she's also a soccer player. Okay. Didn't see her really in the fall or summer. But we saw her at 2 days of tryout. She was looking good, and she's been playing with them on the travel team since they were in third grade. So they all have that connection. And then we also have Aileen Carr and Ashley Philhauer. They both play the post. They're both like rebounding magnets, understand where the ball is. They're used to Shane and Emily taking deep shots and following their shots, or getting rewarded for, you know, sprinting up the court and Emily and Shane finding them. You know, we got to go watch the eighth grade team play last year, which we try to do once a year, at least during our busy season, is get our crew together, the varsity team. We go down and watch the eighth graders, and we were able to do that a few times last year to see our eighth grade team. So our kids are familiar with them. They were, you know, excited to hear that they're all staying home for the future of our program as well. And like I said, our six returners are really great leaders, all of them from each grade level, and they're looking forward to the opportunity to have hopefully 15 games and do what we can with the season and surprise some people.
I like to just go over the schedule real quick, but are you a fan the way they the postseason is going to look with the, you know, a couple different, you know, pods postseason? I think it's something they need to consider. You know, there's so many teams in the Shore Conference in the tournament, and you know, the lower seeds, you know, when you, you know, the 16 that ends up playing St. John Vianney every year, you know, end up losing by 50. I know it's an accomplishment saying, you know, we made the Shore Conference tournament, it's different from when I was in school, because to me, there's so many teams that make the Shure Conference tournament now compared to when I was in school. Are you a fan the way they're going to do it, where you're going to have 1 through 8 and then, you know, 9 through 16 and, you know, a couple mini tournaments?
I'm definitely a fan of that for this year. I think it's a great thing of having the mini tournaments that can be competitive for everyone. No one wants to see a blowout game at the end of the season, especially for everything that these kids have been through, having to sit out and miss, you know, a majority of their season. I just think that's going to be great for them to compete for that, you know, mental aspect of it and to get out there and have fun. I would like to see them, the ADs, get together and, you know, change, like we've been talking about as a bunch of us as different coaches, saying to change up the division so that they are competitive games every night. I think that would be best for our basketball, to really just reorganize every couple of years and look at what teams have coming up and be honest with it, because I think there's nothing better than, as a player, as a coach, going into a game and truly being able to compete every single night. I think it just adds another level to the kids.
Yeah, and I know, you know, when I had Dawn on, you know, she was, you know, she's an advocate of that. She wants, you know, she thought this would have been a perfect year to try doing something like that, where, you know, the top echelon teams are just playing the top echelon teams, and to make it, you know, competitive, and because it can be a little demoralizing, you know, knowing when a bottom team is going into St. John Vianney, and you know, when their JV team is as good as some varsity teams around here, you know, they're as good as some of the top 10 varsity teams around here. So, you know, make it a little more competitive, where, you know, you're competing every night, and, you know, every team has a chance to win every game. And I know other coaches share that same, you know, they told me privately, you know, they share those same thoughts. I just want to go through your division. It is a tough, you're probably one of the toughest brackets. You know, you got Manasquan, St. Rose, obviously. You know, Rainey has a young core like you do coming up, and then Ocean and Neptune. I understand, you know, all those schools pretty close together, especially, you know, you, Neptune, St. Rose, and Manasquan. What is the, you know, your goals for this season, what do you hope to achieve, especially out of this young group?
I really like how we're playing games back-to-back against the team, because I feel like, especially if we are going to be young at times, to be able to have that, you know, fresh in your mind, the plays you just went through, understanding it, breaking down the film, and then going right back into it. And I feel like for us, I'm just hoping we can catch people off guard. You know, we're always in one of the toughest divisions. We just draw it. I don't know how it is. We draw that short straw, but it always prepares us for the end of the season. Yeah. Generally in the past, we've usually clicked by February, because a lot of times, like you said, we are a soccer town. A lot of our kids aren't able to play in the fall.
Yeah.
I feel like this fall, we had a good amount of our kids out there. We're already clicking. It's a shortened season. I feel like we can come out, catch people off guard, because they don't think anything really about wall basketball, and our kids are hungry and they're determined.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, you know, especially to see this young class grow, you know, over the next 4 years, and, you know, see wall, you know, balance of power move from soccer to basketball a little bit. So, Coach, thank you for taking time out today, and you know, I wish you luck, and hopefully, you know, girls get back on the court very soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Coach.